"It is our view," said Slant, turning his chair slightly so that he did not have to look at Vimes, "that the new land is ours by eminent domain, extraterritoriality, and most importantly, acquiris quodcumque rapis. I am given to understand that it was one of our fishermen who first set foot on it this time."
"I hear the Clachians claim that it was one of their fishermen," said Vetinari.
At the end of the table, Vimes's lips were moving. "Let's see. Aquarius?
You get what you grab," he said aloud.
"We are not going to take their word for it, are we?" said Slant, pointedly ignoring him. "Excuse me, my lord, but I don't believe that proud Ankh Morpork is told what to do by a bunch of thieves with towels on their heads."
"No, indeed. It's about time Johnny Clachian was taught a lesson," said Lord Salachi. "Remember all that business last year with the cabbages? 10 damn boatloads they wouldn't accept."
"And everyone knows caterpillars add to the flavour," said Vimes, more or less to himself.
The patrician shot him a glance.
"That's right," said Salachi. "Good, honest protein. And you remember all that trouble Captain Jenkins had over that cargo of mutton? They were going to imprison him in a Clachian jail."
"Surely not. Meat is at its best when it's going green," said Vimes.
"It's not as if it'd taste any different under all that curry," said Burley. "I was at a dinner in their embassy once, and you know what they made me eat. It was a sheep's."
"Excuse me, gentlemen," said Vimes, standing up. "There are some urgent matters I must deal with." He nodded to the patrician and hurried out of the room. He shut the door behind him and took a breath of fresh air, although right now he'd have happily inhaled deeply in a tannery. Corporal Littlebottom stood up and looked at him expectantly. She had been sitting next to a box, which cooed peacefully.
"Something's up. Run down to, send a pigeon down to the yard," said Vimes.
"Yes, sir."
"All leave is cancelled as of now, and I want to see every officer, and I mean every officer, at the yard at, 6 o'clock.
"Right, sir. That might mean an extra pigeon, unless I can write small enough."
Littlebottom hurried off. Vimes glanced out of the window. There was always a certain amount of activity outside the palace, but today there was not so much a crowd as just rather more people than you normally saw, hanging around, as if they were waiting for something.
Clatch. Everyone knows it. Old Detritus was right. You could hear the little pebbles bouncing. It's not just a few fishermen having a scrap. It's 100 years of, like two big men trying to fit into one small room, trying to be polite about it, and then one day one of them just has to stretch, and pretty soon they're both smashing the furniture.
But it couldn't really happen, could it? From what he'd heard, the present serif was a competent man who was mostly concerned with pacifying the rowdy edges of his empire. And there were Clachians living in Ankh Morpork, for heaven's sake. There were Clachians born in Ankh Morpork. You saw some lad with a face that had got camels written all over it, and when he opened his mouth, it'd turn out he had an Ankhian accent, so thick you could float rocks. Oh, there's all the jokes about funny food and foreigners, but surely. Not very funny jokes, come to think of it. When you hear the bang, there's no time to wonder how long the little fuse has been fizzing. There were raised voices when he went back into the rat's chamber.
"Because, Lord Salachi," the patrician was saying, "these are not the old days. It is no longer considered nice to send a warship over there to, as you put it, show Johnny Foreigner the error of his ways. For one thing, we haven't had any warships since the Mary Jane sank 400 years ago, and times have changed. These days the whole world watches, and, my lord, you are no longer allowed to say, 'What are you looking at?' and black their eyes." He leaned back. "There's Chimeria and Canli and Ifib and Tsort and Muntab these days too, and Omnia. Some of these are powerful nations, gentlemen. Many of them don't like Clatch's current expansionist outlook, but they don't like us much either."